is Kathleen Lavelle, your roving reporter for Neurolinguistic Programming. And we're still here in Edinburgh, Scotland, at the Neurohypnotic Repatterning Seminar with Dr. Richard Bandler and John Lavelle. We have two special guests with us this morning. We have Don Mitchell and Joy Angelthorne, both NLP trainers who are on the assisting team here at the seminar. Hello, Don. Hello, Joy.
Oh, hi, Kathleen.
Nice of you to join us this morning.
Thank you. Nice to see you.
And we are at the seminar, so you may hear some background noises. They're getting ready for one of our breaks here at the seminar. So we'll just ignore the background noises and talk about what you guys have been up to. So let's start. John, how did you first hear about NLP?
How did I first hear about it? Well, the first thing really was that was actually out of a guy named Jan Fries, who was actually doing strange shamanic things. And then in his book, he had many references to Richard Bandler's books and various transformations and things like that. And I wanted to know, who's this guy, basically? And then the next thing I knew was that I had lots of reports about Richard from friends who were looking things up, and basically heard enough of people saying, don't go near this man, that I basically had to go and see this man, find out for myself. So that's pretty much where it came from.
Okay, and you, Joy?
Same thing, I was at the same workshop, and Jan Fries was referring to Richard Bandler, and he sounded really, really interesting. The references in Jan's books were just really interesting. And we thought it was a magical workshop when we first started looking at it. And then we realized that Richard is, linguistics are magical incantations in some way or another, which fascinated us even more. So, we were really interested. Don went along to a workshop. I was ill at the time. I was really ill at the time and couldn't walk some days. And Don came back with Richard's personal enhancement series.
Oh, yes, the CDs.
So I sort of plugged myself into them for 6 months and started, wonderful stuff on the CDs. But what I was really fascinated by was all the different levels of trance that I was able to access. And there were some levels of trance that just made me feel like I was spreading out like the surface tension on water and being supported by a big body of water underneath. And when I came out of these trances, I started feeling refueled, and it took 6 months, and then I felt ready to actually go along on a course, and off I went, and I've been doing it ever since. That was the year 2000.
Wow. So you've done so much with NLP. I know you've been to a lot of different seminars and assisting on different teams and things. And then you met Dr. Perry, Dr. Ron Perry. Mm. So Joy, would you like to start with, what was your first interest in what Dr. Perry was doing?
Well, what happened? I'm not very easily impressed. I've met or seen lots of different people, personal enhancement, all sorts of different things. Richard Bandler was the first person that really, really impressed me. And I saw Richard doing something one day with somebody. He wasn't speaking, he was touching their foot. And it was a man who'd fallen out of he jumped out of an aeroplane and his parachute hadn't... It had opened, but it landed wrong, and he'd hurt his foot, and Richard got fed up with him. And he said, all right, I'm going to sort this out, and he did something with his foot. And then an hour later, the man was walking around as if his foot was perfectly okay. So I said to somebody, I think it was Kate Benson, what's Richard doing with this? And she said, oh, he's doing Feldenkrais, which I'd never heard of at the time. Mm-hmm. So Don and I looked into it, and we found it was really fascinating stuff. Then when I went over to do the charisma enhancement with you in the States, I met Ron, Dr. Ron, and he sat there and we have a little conversation, and he told me he trained with Moshe Feldenkrais and Richard Bandler. And I just thought, that's got to be really good,
best
of both worlds. And he immediately showed me finger magic, and I thought, what is this phenomenal stuff? Because, with Richard, you see a a phobia cure for the first time or something like that.
Yeah.
And it's really impressive, you know, because you've never seen anybody change that quick before.
Right.
But now I've seen those same sort of things, physical enhancements,
yeah,
happening with Ron and Edie.
So, Don, tell us, what is this finger magic?
How would I explain that? I like the name finger magic because generally what happens is it's a way of freeing up the hands to do wonderfully dexterous things, and most people are completely amazed by the change in the sensitivity in their hands. I mean, I remember one Italian fellow who Ron was working with him, demonstrating basically rotation in the fingers, that there's a range of movement where fingers won't go and range of movement where they do go, and there's a way of creating symmetry in the hands to make them softer. Anyway, I saw Ron doing this work on this Italian fellow, and then he'd never done Tai Chi, but by the time he had finished, this man's hand was floating and moving around as if he had been doing years and years of Qigong. And he had a look of awe on his face. I mean, everybody was just, my God, and you know, and that's... So, I mean, there's a lot of... It's a principle, something that I myself use to open up my hands. So, doing this kind of work, I found that, you know, if I worked on my hands and then went to put my hands on somebody, before I even started, the muscles would just start melting. And I was like, what's going on there? What is this? So, it's kind of Richard's yogurt thing, you know.
If yogurt knows yogurt.
Yogurt, yeah, exactly, yeah. And it's got the basic principles, really,
right,
of how to do PPT. The body, just like NLP, the body shows what it needs, basically. The
right.
body's revealing, oh, I want to go in this direction. Oh, if we go in this direction, suddenly we get a kind of symmetry and softness that people haven't really been able to appreciate before.
That's amazing. Mm. I know that with when you think about the way that in NLP, we communicate with the person through language patterns and, you know, getting the brain to look at things from different perspectives, different angles. Would you say, Joy, that this, for example, finger rotation and stimulating different muscles in different directions, is there a similarity there? I mean, is that like a way of communicating with the brain just through manipulation of muscles?
Most definitely. It seems as though, you know, locked inside our human bodies is infinite potential, really. And that is mentally, psychologically, and physically. And it's almost as though our neurology holds certain tensions that we're not aware of. And Ron's work has showed me that it's possible to be able to release the tensions very easily.
Mm-hmm.
For instance, you know, finger magic can be applied, all the techniques can be applied throughout the body. So it's possible to, for instance, put somebody's vertebrae back in a soft and gentle way.
Mm.
But it's also possible to take somebody who's feeling perfectly well and make them feel even better, you know. So this is something that everybody can get benefit from. In many, many different ways, you know, it's incredible stuff to me.
Yeah, I mean, it really is incredible when you think about all the uses. And, you know, and Ron has learned, Dr. Ron has learned so much from Richard. And Dr. Edie Perry as well.
Yeah.
We haven't mentioned Edie yet.
Yeah, no,
she's not here, unfortunately, this time. But his wife, Dr. Edie Perry, is in her own right a fabulous chiropractor, Feldenkrais practitioner, body worker.
Well, they've developed patterns of physical transformation together during their practice in
still
Florida,
developing.
You know, and they're still developing it.
Yeah.
And both of them together, that's what makes these enhancements possible. That
right. So how would someone, if they were interested, find out about how to do that, to sponsor one of the seminars?
Well, they could contact Ron or contact me. I mean, Ron will probably send them to me. And I'll explain to them how we've done it and send them all the information. I have a package put together that they can have, look at, from that make up their own. I mean, perhaps it's in a different language that they want to be able to advertise it in so that they can take what's written there now and, you know, mess around with it and get it so that it's mm-hmm. working in their language.
Great. And you guys would come along and you assist on these seminars as well?
We're there to sort of help people find a comfortable way of doing it, you know, because Ron has shown us things that,
almost speechless.
So it's good experience, and we know how to really make the things simple for them. So
and help out during the exercises.
Help out during the exercises and help explain what's going on, you know, all these different things, be able to answer questions even,
mm-hmm.
which has been interesting.
Yeah, Don and I have had a lot. We're very lucky and fortunate enough to have a lot of private tuition from Ron and Edie. Ron considers Don his number one student in the UK, and anybody who wants to see somebody, you know, Ron always recommends Don because he's done the most. And, that's where we are at with it. So mm-hmm. they would want us to go along because they've asked us to go along because we've been, we're able to assist and show people the techniques right. and help them do that.
Now, so far there are two basic seminars.
There's the three-day foundation, yes, which is basically an introduction to the working in the right state, and I suppose to think about it, it's like techniques and various principles, basically.
Yeah, the fundamental techniques.
Yeah. And then there's recently developed, because I asked Edie, you've got to tell us about them. And she goes, well, Don, I've actually got this thing together, and I was going, could you write it down? And we've got this thing actually that we can tell people about now, which is the next level, which is basically like a meta-strategy. How is it, given these techniques and principles, how do you think about how to apply these things? What's the minimum number of steps to get the thing that you want done? As well as being body workers that Edie and Ron are, they know about, so PPT apply to the abdominal region, which will deal with digestive things. And Edie showed me this wonderful thing about like magic spots on the spine. There are places on the spine, so you can work with the spine in a way where there's just these hot spots. Where the repetitive application of one thing works across the whole spine. And she was going, so I've been exploring these, and she showed me this, and I was like, oh my God, you know, this is not right, really. And so it's all that's the next level. It's mm-hmm. going to be exploring that side of things, as well as how to. So the foundation is you can do this anywhere, sat in your chair, you know, laying in bed, doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas the level one is really being able to give a full session to someone. And
we keep saying PPT, and PPT stands for what, Joe?
Patterns of Physical Transformation.
I even like the title.
Well, that's what they are, patterns of physical transformations.
That's great. And then they also like a one-day intro, or one evening intro as well.
We've run an intro here in Edinburgh for the last few years, and so people are getting to know more about this.
Anywhere around the country, anywhere in the world even.
Anywhere in the world. Yeah, Dr. Ron is also on our staff in the seminars that we do in Orlando with Richard and John, and we keep him quite busy during the week, just keeping us trainers transformed physically and energy-wise. We keep them busy, but him and Edie, they love doing it as well. They're phenomenal.
Well, the wonderful thing about their work is that when doing that work, they don't get tired, they get energized.
Yes.
You know, you meet so many, you know, body workers that, you know, at the end of the day, they're just exhausted.
Mm-hmm.
Ron and Edie do get energized from the work. Ron was here after about, you know, half a day of being here. He's saying to me, have you got anybody I can work on yet? I need a body to play with. And, you know, he's seen quite a few people since we've been here. And the transformation, I really want to get it onto, you know, a DVD or a video.
But people really need to see,
you know, private session.
On,
you
absolutely.
Know. Yeah, and I think I've got that worked out to do in the next few days. So.
Yeah. And there's no limitations as to who can attend this seminar and what physical state you're in.
No. Yeah. Anyone can attend. There's no, like, prerequisite to be an ELPA or all these different things. The only real prerequisite is, I guess, a pair of eyes and a pair of hands and the ability to notice things and try things out.
You know the guy who was on the seminar, this seminar, who's in a wheelchair, who's mm-hmm. paralysed? He attended the evening intro the other night, and when he came in, he said that his hands felt like just like solid lumps on the end of his arms where he's had to hold them in that position for so long. And a lady doing the exercise for the first time managed to get his fingers so he could feel he had fingers and he could move each one individually.
Isn't that fabulous?
Yeah. In about 10 minutes.
Yeah.
You know, and I know it
sounds...
She'd
never done that technique.
Yeah, it was her first time doing
her
the
first
technique.
Time.
Yeah. I find
the finger magic.
That's the finger magic.
Yeah, that's right. I find it quite difficult to rave on about it because I find it so phenomenal.
Yeah.
People need to see it, you know, and when people can see what's going on, then, you know, otherwise I could start sounding a bit evangelical, but I could do that about Richard as well, you know,
absolutely.
What it's like.
Yeah.
That big question, what is NLP? You know, people, what is NLP? What is PPT? It's the same sort of thing.
And there's certainly a need for anyone who is a chiropractor or a massage therapist,
physiotherapy.
Or a
certainly too.
That this would only enhance
absolutely.
What they
yeah.
do.
Absolutely, yeah. absolutely.
Some of the things, you know, putting bones back in rather than, you know, there are simple ways. I remember the first time I tried things out was based on finger magic, which is, you know, the body reveals it. And a friend of mine, he used to like clicking his bones and various things like this. It always used to look painful to me. Pulled him over once and I said, let me have a look at that. And there was this one little vertebrae turned to one side and I just did a little finger magic thing, softened everything up, and then went with what was there. I said, oh, it was turned as if he was turned to his left. So I had him turn his head to the left. And it went a little bit further, and because the muscles are nice and soft, as he turned his head back, this bone just moved.
Rotated.
Like the most elegant mechanism, as it were. Just smoothly just no clicks, no crunching, and I just stood there to go, does the body know how to do that?
Yeah.
I mean, it's just, one of the things is that it's just not right. Yeah. All these things, it's like the body's more capable than anyone realizes. This is what Ron's showing me.
This is very exciting, absolutely. So where's the website or the information where they can find out about these seminars?
Well, that's www.patternsoffysicaltransformation.com.
So it's all one word.
That's
yeah.
all one word.
Patterns
of
physical
transformation.com.
Okay. They can find out more about Drs.
There's
Ron and
the
Edie
information.
Perry.
We've got a newsletter that we're, you know, articles from
it's,
Ron.
It's well worth subscribing to the newsletter because we give discounts and offers to people who receive the newsletter.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And people can find out where Ron is at the moment.
That's right.
And book private.
All they have to do is look for Richard or John. Ron is not too far behind.
He's not too far, exactly.
Ron's seminars are going to be in the UK, are going to be in Bournemouth this year, which
mm-hmm.
is by the sea.
Ah, nice.
Lovely
yes.
location. So we're looking
the
forward
sea,
to
blue
that.
Sky. Comfortable environments.
Yeah, we thought we'd have a seaside town to add to the relaxation and comfort vibe.
I think it's exciting that you guys are here at the seminar. We certainly appreciate your help in assisting at the neurohypnotic repatterning. Do you find that you also learn every time you come back to one of the seminars with Dr. Bandler or John Lavelle?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel it's the exposure, as much exposure to the... Because they're new patterns. And I know sometimes people say, oh, Richard's or John being repetitive. You know, to me, that's embedding, and they're always doing it in a different way. And always, I mean, I've watched Richard videos 100 times, and every single time learnt something new from it. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, I'm never going to stop learning.
I certainly thought I was starting to be able to, you know, hear what Richard's saying and see what's been. Just over the last year, I've suddenly realised Richard's just surged ahead once again. I have no idea what's going on. It's, oh, Jesus, I've
back
got to start learning again.
There's always more to
There's
learn.
Yeah,
always
wonderful
more.
Stuff. But it's all wonderful.
Well, I won't keep you too long because I know you need to get back to the students and back to work.
Mm-hmm.
I do appreciate the time you spent here
thank
with
you.
Us this morning.
Well, thank you very much,
You're
Kathleen.
Welcome. So this is Kathleen Lavelle, your roving reporter for Neurolinguistic Programming, signing off for now. But stay tuned, because there's always more.